This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A man was shot and killed today after Denver police responded to a call for domestic violence. Police say they found a woman stabbed when they arrived near Broadway and I-25. The man did not comply with police and continued to attack the woman. One shot was fired. Multiple law enforcement agencies are investigating. The woman was taken to Denver Health Medical Center. A bipartisan bill introduced by Republican Representative Ken Buck is headed to the House floor. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The Speak Out Act would essentially invalidate non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs, in the case of sexual assault or harassment allegations. Buck, along with Democratic Representative Louise Frankel, introduced the bill, which has bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate. Former cable news anchor Gretchen Carlson was sexually harassed at Fox News and subject to a workplace NDA. She says,
"The only way to end the vicious cycle of abuse is to end the vicious cycle of silence. When survivors can speak and own their own truths, they can finally hold perpetrators accountable."
The bill's sponsors hope it will come to the floor of the House for a vote before the August recess. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Two Republican primary candidates who lost their bids for statewide office and are seeking a recount will each have to pay nearly $250,000 to get it done. GOP Senate candidate Ron Hanks and Secretary of State candidate Tina Peters lost their races by wide margins, but are now alleging irregularities without any evidence. The state says they must provide money to cover the cost of the recounts by today or their request will be denied. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.